Church, that once again this evening we were able to meet in this manner.
Siyambonga futhi uNkulunkulu ngezinkonzo asesiphezona kusukela liqalile iPhasika lethu kuze kube manje.
And we thank the Lord for the services and the messages that He's given us since the beginning of this Easter weekend.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi umuntu esekhaya noma isimo senje kodwa khona ukubonga ukuthi kanti uNkulunkulu usithanda kangaka.
And I trust that with each of us and those of you at home, that even at a time like this, there's gratitude in our hearts towards God for His caring for us and loving us.
Indlela kaNkulunkulu ziphakeme kakhulu kunezethu.
God's ways are so much higher than our ways.
Futhi thina bantu ngeke sikwazi ukuyiqonda.
And we cannot fathom it and understand it with our human minds.
Kodwa icebo likaNkulunkulu afisa ukuba lenzeke nangalesi sikhathi kusobala konke kuye.
But to God, what He wants to achieve at a time like this, it's all crystal clear.
Kholwa ukuthi kulona lowo uyalisebenzisa leli thuba kube ithuba kanye noNkulunkulu.
And I trust and I hope that each one is using this opportunity and this time to spend time with God alone.
Musa ukuhlala osizini lwakho uqhatha usizi uzofika phi nosizi lwakho.
Don't just stir in your own stew and just be troubled and bottle it all up. Where will you get with that?
Musa ukuhlala nokucindezeleka kwakho ngenxa yesimo uzofa uzophela.
Don't suffer depression in a time like this because that won't get you anywhere.
Kodwa ukuhlupheka kuwena okholwayo thana ukunqoba lokho.
But to you, let a time of suffering and a time of hardship to you believe, may you say, this is a time of victory. Because I use this time to draw nigh to God.
Futhi ngalesikhathi ngibona ngathi uNkulunkulu ungifundisa izinto usuku nosuku.
And when you can say at a time like this, I see God daily teaching me new things.
Noma bengithandaza kodwa ukuthandaza kwami kuhlukile ngalezi insuku.
And even though maybe you have been praying all along, but where you can say and testify, my prayer at a time like this has changed.
Kodwa kuzoba mnandi kangakanani ukuthi ewu bekuyithuba elihle lokubambana noNkulunkulu ngibona ukunqoba kodwa ngoJesu iNkosi yethu.
How wonderful wouldn't it be when you're able to look back and say that was such a precious time, such a wonderful time to draw nigh to God where I could experience victory in Christ.
Lapho uzosho khona ukuthi ngizwa kumnandi, kumnandi ukumlandela uNkulunkulu.
Where you can say it's so sweet and wonderful to follow Christ.
Futhi kumnandi kangakanani ukuthandwa ilo wasithanda kuqala thina sizitha zakhe.
And how wonderful that we know we were first loved by Christ even whilst we were yet His enemies.
Ngoba thina sonke besizimva edukile ilahlekile.
All of us were like sheep that have gone astray.
Kodwa ngomusa wakhe wasiqoqa ngevangeli lakhe lasiqoqa ukuba sazane naye njengenkosi nanomsindisi wethu.
But by His grace He gathered us there where we were scattered that we may know Him as our Savior, as our Lord, as our Shepherd.
Kuyisikhathi esinzima siyasibona sonke akekho ngezwa.
Now we all know and experience that this is a difficult time. Nobody's unaware of it.
Kuyimpela sonto ukwazi ukuvakasha ndawo.
This is a weekend where you're not allowed or able to visit anywhere.
Kwabanye noma bethi bayetolo beyothenga bayavinjwa akulula nje isikhathi esinzima silikhuni.
Those who want to go to do shopping, they are prevented from doing that. It's a difficult time.
Kodwa nokho asibonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi izwi lakhe aliboshwanga.
But we thank God that His word is not bound.
Nakho silithola ngalezi indlela zamanje ukuba noma sikhona la sikhona sikulama khona sikuona kodwa sithi kuyithuba noNkulunkulu khona engisakuzuzayo khona engisakutholayo kukaNkulunkulu ngalesikhathi.
Even at a time like this, we are able to hear God's word wherever we are scattered, each one in their corner, in their little place, but we can hear God speaking to us.
Futhi ngaphezu kwakho konke, lesi sikhathi siyasifundisa ukuba sihlale emadolweni, sithi uNkulunkulu sisindise, siyafa.
And a time like this teaches us to spend time on our knees, to be in prayer before God, and to say, oh God, save us, we need you.
Sisindise Nkosi, sisencindezelwe kwenzima, singazi ukuthi siyophuma nini, ngoba sazi ukuthi siyophuma nini.
We cry out to God and say, save us, O Lord, because we're in this difficult situation, and we don't know when and how we're going to come out of it.
Omunye bese etshelile ukuthi hawu, waphela 21 days, sekube kwengezelelo okunye futhi kumcindezelo kwakhona lokho.
And here in South Africa, we've got to the point where many people thought, well, we're now getting to the end of the 21-day lockdown, and now 2 more weeks have been added.
Kodwa naloko kufanele sikuthathe sithi kuyintando kaNkulunkulu ukuvuma yena ukuba kwenzeke ngalendlela okwenzeka ngayo.
But let's accept it as God's will for us, for He has allowed it to be like this.
Siyabonga.
Thank you.
Asithandazeni.
Let us pray.
Baba wethu osezulwini, siyabonga ngaleli thuba lokuba singaba phambi kwakho Nkosi sihlephulelane izwi lakhe elingcwele.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you that at a time like this we can be before you and where we can share your word with one another.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuba sikhumbuzane kanye futhi lo mkhosi omkhulu kangaka.
Thank you, Lord, that once again we can be reminded of the great events that happened during this time, during this Easter weekend.
Inkulu indaba kaJesu.
Great is the matter concerning our Lord Jesus Christ.
Inkulu umsebenzi kaJesu ayenzela abantu bomhlaba.
Great is the work that our Lord has done and wrought for the people in this world.
Siyabonga Nkosi uthando lwakho olungakaya.
We thank you, O Lord, for your great and amazing love.
Sibonga Nkosi nangezwi lakho.
We thank you also for your word.
Nakulobo usuku siyacela Nkosi ukuthi usibusisele lo.
And once again this evening, Lord, would you please bless it to us?
Amen.
Amen.
Indaba kaJesu.
The matter concerning Jesus.
Indaba yesiphambano.
The story of the cross.
Indaba yokufa kwakhe.
And of his death.
Indaba yokuba sithande lesi siphambano.
The story or the fact that Jesus loved the cross.
Nanokuthi uJesu ngesiphambano wangithanda wakuthanda kwaze kwaba sekugcineni.
And through the cross Jesus showed that he loved you and me to the end.
Noma besisho sithi uNkulunkulu walithanda izwe kangaka wanikela ngendodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa ukuba isindise ezonweni zethu besineke sikholwe saneliswe singakubonanga kwenzeka.
And even though God said he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life, we wouldn't have believed it if we wouldn't have seen it put into action and put into practice.
Kodwa lo mkhosi ofana nalona, uma singalahlekelwa umkhosi ofana nalona, uma singalahlekelwa ukuba sigubhe leli dile lingaka esalenzelwa ngomusa, ngaba nzima kakhulu.
But it would be terrible if we would forget a time such as this, a time such as Easter, when such great things were done for us.
Lasikhumbula khona ukuthi uJesu wasithanda kanjani.
When we remember how much the Lord loved us.
Lasikhumbula khona ukuthi uJesu wahlupheka kanjani.
When we remember how much the Lord suffered.
Lasikhumbula khona ukuthi wayithole yedwa kanjani ethi unabanye abakanye naye.
When we remember how alone the Lord Jesus was, even though there were those who was supposed to be with him.
Kodwa injongo yakhe kwakukuba kufezeke lo msebenzi athunyelwa wona ezulwini.
But he had one goal to complete and to fulfill the task for which he was sent.
Ukusindiswa kwabantu.
The salvation of mankind.
Ukusindiswa komuntu ezonweni zakhe.
The saving of man from his sin.
Ukuba umuntu aphume emangeni.
That man would depart from his lies. That God's word would overcome and conquer a person.
And
where God's word will judge a person, will he come to the point where he say, I cannot any longer, I must submit to God. To me, the cross of Jesus is so precious. The work that Jesus did on the cross is so precious.
It's
amazing. In fact, it's something that one cannot describe with words. One cannot explain it. And maybe you back at home, maybe you don't understand the full extent of it. Maybe you do not understand that what happened there at Golgotha was all because of your sin, of your wickedness. Where the Son of Man, the Son of God, suffered and experienced all that agony and torture and suffering, it was for you and me. Let's read the Lord's word from the book of Daniel. Chapter 9, verse 24. Until verse 26.
Amasonto angamashumi esikhombisa anqunyelwa abantu bakho nomuzi wakho ongcwele ukuqeda iziphambeko nokukhawula izono nokwenza ukubuyisana ngobubi nangokungenisa ukulunga okuphakade nokunamathelisa umbono nesiprofetho nokugcoba indlu engcwele ngcwele.
70 weeks are decreed about your people and your holy city to finish the transgression, to put an end to sin, and to atone for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal both vision and prophet, and to anoint a most holy place. Then we go to verse 26.
Emva kwalawo masonto angamashumi ayisithupha nambili ogcotshiweyo uya kunqunywa angabi namuntu umuzi nendlu engcwele kuya kuchithwa ngabantu bombusi ozayo ukuphela kwakho kube sesikhukhuleni kube ngokulwa kuze kube sekugcineni incithakala inqunyiwe.
And after the 62 weeks, An anointed one, shall be cut off and shall have nothing. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Its end shall come with a flood, and to the end there shall be war. Desolations are decreed.
Indaba kaJesu yaba isimanga ukuthi bonke abavangeli bobane bakwazi ukubhala ngale ndaba yokufa kaJesu.
The matter concerning the Lord Jesus is amazing, and we find that the authors of all four Gospels wrote about what happened there at the cross.
Ilona lowo ubhala ngalokho akubonayo nakwaziyo nahlangana nakho.
Each of them describing it and portraying it and writing about it from their perspective, from their viewpoint.
Ilona lowo ubabaza isimanga esikhulu singakaya esenziwa indodana yomuntu.
And each of them amazed and astounded at what the Son of Man did for them on the cross.
Lafika yebo ihora lokuba inqumeka indaba lo mgomo nalokhu uJesu ayekufikele kwenzeke kufezeke.
The hour came when that which had been ordained, that Jesus accomplished that and completed that on the cross.
Imangalise ezenzeka kusacatshwa indlela ezomyisa lapho unqamlezweni.
And there were events leading up towards that which happened on the cross.
Inkulumo ayekhuluma nabafundi bakhe ekule phasika ayefisa ukuthi abe nalo kokugcina nakanye nabo abafundi bakhe.
And then there were some things that Jesus also said and spoke in those last hours as he had the Last Supper eating the Passover feast with his disciples.
Lapho ekhuluma nabo ebatshela nesikhathi ukuthi sesifinyezeke kangakanani sekuseduze kangakanani abhekane naso ngqo.
When he told them how short the time was and how close that was which he was going to face up to.
Ebachazela ukuthi bona kumele ukuthi babe ngabantu abanjani, kumele bahlalisane kanjani, kumele bayiphathe kanjani.
Explaining to them what kind of people they had to be, how they had to conduct themselves.
Futhi engabafihleli lutho okuzokwenzeka nokuzokwenzeka ngabanye babo abakanye naye abaphakathi kwakhe.
Hiding nothing from them and telling them even what was going to happen to some amongst them.
Lapho uyabona ukuthi inhliziyo yomuntu mayiqinile isilukhuni noma ungakhuluma uthini noma ungenzani ucabanga ukuthi ungayiguqula ingqondo yomuntu kungayishintsha impilo yakhe esinqumeni sakhe awusakwazi kwenza lutho.
And there you see that sometimes, no matter how much you speak to a person, whether you speak to, you blue in your face, but if a person is hard-headed, is stubborn, is blunt, it won't change that person from their viewpoint. It won't change that person from that which they've decided.
Noma uJesu ekhuluma kanjani, noma ekhuluma izinto eziqondile ngalesi sikhathi, kodwa hayi khona okuyibona abanikazi bendaba abazokwenza le nto, abasezwa lutho, sebekhonkekile, bafisa ukuya ngekhanda, noma bezongena ocingweni, noma bezongena emeveni, abanandaba kuze kufezeke lokho abafuna ukufeza.
Some of those, the Lord Jesus spoke directly to them about something pertaining to that very time, but you find they are hardened, their hearts are hardened, and they are determined to go through with what they wanted to do, no matter what the Lord Jesus said to them.
UJesu izitha zakhe, nabantu ababemsongela, nabantu ababakhuzungu, kwangebona nje abantu abangabahedene, indaba yaye kulabantu ababizwa ngokuthi abasendlini yokholwa.
And it wasn't just those that were heathen, raw heathen, that were enemies of the Lord Jesus. No, in actual fact, the worst enemies were those who were of the household of the faith, those who were so-called believers.
Ngoba bahluleka ukholwa amazwi akhe nezenzo zakhe.
Because they were criticizing his deeds and his words, and those were coming from the religious people.
Bahluleka ukwamukela ukuthi lona ungovela ezulwini uthunyiwe ukuba zosindisa abantu ezonweni zabo.
They couldn't accept that he is the one who was sent from heaven to come and save people from their sin.
Bahluleka ukukholwa ukuthi lona engathethelela izono, bathu bani lona ongakuba namandla okuthethelela izono.
They couldn't believe that he had the power and the authority to forgive sin. And they said, who is he that he thinks he can forgive sin?
ikho lokho abamangalela ngakho ikho lokho abanquma indaba yakhe ngakho ukuthi lona uyahlambalaza uthi ngovele ezolweni yena engakwazi ukuthethelela izono yena uthi engadiliza ithempeli lakhe ngezinsuku ezintathu.
That was their main accusation against him. That's what they said. He has blasphemed. He claims to come from heaven. He said he'll destroy the temple and build it up again in 3 days.
Izo lezi zinto ezehlakabi kubona befuna ukumelana naye futhi bamelana naye kwaze kwaba sekugcineni.
Those were the things that were a bitter pill for them to swallow. They couldn't swallow it, but they went against him right till the end.
Ngalesi sikhathi uJesu usethuneni siyayazi indaba yakhe. Ngalesi sikhathi usethuneni abafundi bacindezelekile. Abafundi abanakuthula kuyaphithizela eJerusalema izinto azinjengoba zenzeke eqaleni.
And now we know the timeline of the passion, the death of our Lord Jesus, that at this stage of the weekend Jesus is in the tomb, his disciples are locked up for fear, they are in distress, Jerusalem is in turmoil, things aren't as they used to be.
Kodwa singakafiki kulokho kwenzeke eJerusalema ngalesi sikhathi.
But before we get
ukuthi kwenzeke kanjani obantu ababe inkinga ababe indlela yokufezeka kwamacebo esitha.
But before we get to that about Jerusalem, let's first of all look at the main characters in this, the main people who are involved as enemies of Christ, that were the ones who were out to get hold of him and were the cause of all of this.
Aba priesti bale bafuna indlela sizomthola kanjani siyombona kanjani.
The priests, they were the ones who wanted to get hold of Jesus to put him to death, and their problem was, how do we get hold of him, how do we see him?
Babefuna ukuthola indlela abangambamba ngabazombamba ngayo namaqhinga besihluphekela ukuthi bayombona kanjani.
And they were busy plotting how they could arrest him. But their problem was, how were they going to identify him from the others?
Ngakolunye uhlangothi, enye isimo esibonayo, uJesu unalo muntu okuyena ozomkhaphela. Utho omunye uphakathi kwethu ozongikhaphela. Engizohlephula isinkwa, adle kanye nathi aphuze uphakathi kwethu.
But one who was a major role player in all of this was one of their inner circle, inner ring of the Lord Jesus, one of his close disciples that he actually broke bread together with. He was the one that was also in cahoots with the enemy.
UJudas Iscariot, uye lona owakha izindlela, uye lona oxhumana ngasese nezitha eka Jesu, uye lona oshaya sengathi uhambisana naye, uzwelana naye, kanti hayi khona uyisitha sakhe sokugcina.
Judas, portraying as if he's one of the disciples with the Lord Jesus. In the meantime, behind the back of the Lord Jesus, he's communicating with the enemy. He's making arrangements for the enemy. In the meantime, he comes very piously and he eats together with the rest of the disciples with Jesus.
Izitha zika Jesu kwakwabe endlu yakhe, kwakuyilabo abasondelene naye.
The greatest enemy of Jesus was the one who was so close to him.
Nanamhlanje kunjalo.
Until today it's like that.
Izitha zesiphambana yabahedeni, izitha zesiphambana ilaba abazishoyo ukuthi nabo bethi inkosi inkosi kanti ayikhona bayowaphika amandla akhe.
Those who are the greatest enemies of the cross today are those who say, Lord, Lord. Not the heathen, but those who say, Lord, Lord, and yet they don't serve him as Lord.
Ibo laba izolo kade bebabaza bethi hosana, hosana kweliphezulu, makabongo zayo, bembona uJesu eyinkosi egibela ithole lembongolo, bekhumula ingubo zabo, bezendlala phansi, bemthatha njengenkosi.
They are the ones who just a few days prior to that were the ones who shouted Hosanna to him who comes in the name of the highest, the laying their garments down, laying leaves of palm trees, putting those down. That was just a few days prior to that.
Kodwa kuthathanga isikhathi yibo laba sebese ngxukweni makabethelwe makabethelwe.
Not long after that, they were part of that crowd that were shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
Hlobwam, ukuphi wena ukuliphi iqembu wena ukanye noJesu noma mhlamba ukulaba bathi akabethelwe akabethelwe ngoba gcine ebethelwe nje.
Friend, in which group do you fall? Are you those that are with the Lord Jesus, or are you with those who say that he must be crucified?
Ukanye nalaba abazwelana naye, abamthandayo, abaseduze kwakhe, abathi bayofa lapha efela khona ngenxa yothando olusenhlizweni.
Are you with those who say, "Lord, we'll go with you through thick and thin. We'll die with you if it's necessary, for we love you."
Nangu Judas Iscariot, wakha amacebo, uyahlela indlela. Uzobanjwa kanjani uJesu? Uzobulawa kanjani? Bayombona kanjani?
But here is Judas, busy with his sinister, evil plot and scheming with the enemies of Jesus, how they were going to arrest him, how they were going to identify him, when it was going to happen, and all of that.
Umbuzo ongapheli, kwakwenze njani Judas kwena? Yini lena yangena? Matimoni mani lawa angena? Uphika indodana yomuntu obuhamba naye wenza zonke izinto ethenjiwe.
Now the great question that arises is, Judas, what happened in your life? How can it be that you changed so much from one of the close disciples of the Lord Jesus, walking with the Lord Jesus, trusted by him, to what happened to you in the end? What demons came into you?
When no one is cool, listen, Naga. When no turn to Naga, Zichigani is in Dozichigapi, Inilene Wenze Wabanjena, Wabai Cities in Naga's Gachesu.
What happened? You were so loved. You were so close to the Lord. What is it that came in and changed all of that?
Umnike pinda u Satane. Umnike nina matube ntizweni yako. Upendo kuba u Satane ngalendlela wena kuJesu.
How and why and when did you give the devil room in your life that he could come in and change things to such an extent?
So amangasu nikeza u Satane ithuba elincane enhlizweni yakho. Sekuphelile, uyajabula u Satane, uzoyifeza intando yakhe ngalesi sivumelwano osenzayo naye.
Friend, just give the devil a small foothold in your life. Maak dit die deur op 'n skreefie oop vir die duivel and you will see what he'll do in your life. You won't, there's no end to what the devil can do in your life if you just give him some room.
Nangu Judas unikela ngendodana yomuntu uyena oshoyo lona enyomanga.
Here is Judas betraying the Son of Man, saying, "The one whom I kiss, you'll recognize him by that."
Indlela amanga ngayo uJudas anguJesu ngalolu suku uJesu yamboza, "Juda, uyayinikelwa ekhapheni indodana yomuntu ngokuyanga na?"
And then Judas came and he greeted Jesus with a kiss, saying, "Rabbi." And Jesus said, "Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?"
Judas, ngathi ngihamba nawe sonke isikhathi, impela wena lo ongena uSathane, wena lona uzophenduka waba yile nto eyiyona. Kanjani nini wavuma nini ukuba ube sigqila nesibopho nesiboshwa sika Satane na?
Judas, I've been walking with you for so long. I've been with you for so long. How can it be that you've turned against me? How did you give the devil room that he could use you as a tool in his hands?
Kodwa kwaba njalo Judas. Yavuleka indlela ngaye, sajabula izitha. Zisahluphekile ukuthi siyomthola kanjani osuka kuye obekanye naye obedla kanye naye uye oyingozi uyo siyonikela ngaye.
And so through Judas, the way was open for the enemy to get hold of Jesus to arrest him. And Judas, even when they were still thinking, how are we going to identify him, how will we see him, Judas was the one close to the Lord Jesus, who came and offered and said, I can show him to you. Child of God, examine yourself whether you are not perhaps a Judas there where you are. Have you not perhaps betrayed the Lord Jesus through your deeds and your actions? Haven't you betrayed him?
UJesu utshela abafundi bakhe ukuthi hambani niyongilungiselela emzini mumbe nizongilungiselela ukuba ngidle iphasika lami lapho.
And then Jesus instructed his disciples to go and prepare a place for them where they could have and eat the Passover feast.
Elapho elapho ekuthenini azojatshule ezojatshuliswa ngaphambi kwalokho nange menyiwe ukuba azodla azodla isapha emenyiwe kuqhamuka lona wesifazane obengamenyiwe koduza nomfume wamafutha.
But at another time, when he was invited somewhere for a meal, there was that woman who came uninvited. She was there. She came with a jar of precious perfume.
Abanye bathi kungenzeka ukuthi kwaku Maria Magdalene.
Some say that may have been Mary Magdalene.
Abanye bathi kungenzeka ube uMaria lona owenzela okukhulu esindiswe ethethelelwe izono zakhe.
And some say it was another Mary who received so much grace when she was healed and forgiven.
Nangu lona wesifazane wenza okuhlukile okuhlula amadoda.
But here was this woman who did something different, and she far surpassed the men.
Ngenxa yothando ayenalo ngoJesu.
Through and because of the love that she had for Jesus.
Uyafika namafutha uwathele ekhanda likaJesu.
She takes this perfume and she pours it on his head.
Mayethela lamafutha kwabakhona ukuhumzela, kwabakhona ukukhonona, kwabakhona ukungeneliswa kwabanye babafundi.
And on his feet, and then there were some disciples that complained about that, and they murmured and they grumbled. They say, such precious perfume of such great value. They said, well, you know what? We could have rather taken that perfume. We could have sold it off, and we could have got money that we could have given to the
poor.
And they saw it as a waste. Why is it wasted? It could be used in a much better way.
Go to Jesu. Agali na lona wento esifazane. Akamsoli.
But Jesus didn't find fault with her. In fact, what she did was something precious to him. And Jesus said, leave her alone. Don't you know that she's anointing me for my death? Don't trouble her.
Lokho akwenzayo ukulungiselela indaba ezokwenzeka ephambi kwami.
What she's doing, she's preparing me for that which lies ahead of me.
Ufika namafutha nephunga elimnandi.
She came with that precious perfume with a wonderful fragrance.
Anenani elikhulu futhi.
Of great value too.
Khombisa ukuthi lokho abekwenza ubekwenza ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke ecabanga.
And through that, she was showing how much Jesus meant to her. She did it with all her heart, with all her love, showing to the Lord Jesus how she appreciated what he had done for her.
Kodwa ahluleke ukuhlukanisa okuyikhona khona okuyintando kaNkulunkulu nokuzothokozelwa uNkulunkulu.
Now, in that incident, we see very clearly depicted how a Christian, a disciple of the Lord, can fail to have discernment, because there were quite a number of them grumbling over what she did. In the meantime, before the Lord, it was something precious and good. There are so many believers who cannot but criticize. That is part of their daily life. They criticize, they find fault, they grumble, they're all the time busy finding fault with everything. What makes and causes that? Why are they wasting money? This money should have been used for
that.
No, they're not concerned about the wastage of money. They're more concerned that they should get that money.
Kodwa konke lokho kwenzakalayo, yonke le ndaba eyenzakalayo, yenzelwa nje kunenhloso yodwa, insimbiso epheleleyo.
But all of that happened, all of that was done for this one purpose in mind, salvation.
UJudas wanikela ngendodana yomuntu, wahluleka ukuba abe kanye naye, ame naye, azwelane naye, kunalokho abayisitha sikaJesu.
Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus. He failed to remain faithful and stand with Jesus. Instead, he turned his back on him. Instead, he betrayed him. Just imagine how ashamed Jesus must have been for Judas, one of the inner ring, those close to the Lord Jesus, doing something like this.
UJesu kade ehlangana nezinto empilweni yakhe, bebemlandela befuna ukumbulala behluleka, kodwa lolu hlelo lolu lwalujulile kunalezi inhlelo ezabe zikhona ngaphambili.
Those enemies of Jesus, they for a long time were looking for ways in which they could get hold of Jesus, but they failed. And then they had somebody from the inner circle of Jesus who came to assist him.
Ukuze bathole indlela kalula, ingoba uJesu wadayiswa, obekade kanye naye, obekade seduze kwakhe.
And because of Judas selling the Lord Jesus to them, Judas from the inner circle of the Lord Jesus, that's why they were able to accomplish what they did.
Awu baningi abadayisi.
Oh, there are many sellouts. There are many who are sellouts and betraying others. And then you think of this person, you think, but you too. You who are so close. You as well. You are such a great help. You too. You whom I trusted so much. You as well. This one, stabbing me in the back, betraying me to the enemy.
Ukuthi ungafani no Judas owanikela ngenkosi yakhe eyitheni zayo.
No longer able to help me, to assist me, but instead stabbing me in the back, taking the side of my enemy, betraying me. Oh, brother, sister, you who are close to the Lord Jesus, be careful that you do not turn into a Judas.
Oh, mzalwane wena uhambe nezitha uze wakhe uzungu lokuthi engachithwa kanjani bazombona kanjani. Hawu lokhisi wakho.
Oh, brother, sister, you who walk with the enemy, you have meetings with him, you have communication with him, involved in their plot to arrest Jesus, to betray him, you betrayed the master with a kiss.
lokhu kwanga okuhlukile okunjena ukwanga okunopoison phakathi ukwanga lokhu okunobuthi ukwanga lokhu okunosathane phakathi.
Your kiss is worse than the bite of an adder.
Kodwa uJesu waqonda ukuthi vele phakathi kwethu uye lono zokwenza lento uye lono zokugcwaliseka ngaye imbhalo.
But it wasn't as if Jesus was unaware of it. Jesus knew the one in their midst who was going to betray him so that the scriptures may be fulfilled.
Funeka siqonde lento bahlobo bami. Yonke into esiyenzayo phansi komthunzi welanga uyayazi uNkulunkulu.
Now, brethren, we all need to understand that what we do under the face of the sun is all open before God.
Imicabango yethu, indlela zethu, uyayiqonda, uyazazi uNkulunkulu. Akukho esingamfihlela khona.
Our thoughts, they are an open book before God. There's nothing that we can hide from him.
Ezakhe zona isobala iphambi kwakhe, ungamfihlela kanjani? Wazana nemhlinzo yethu, wazana nemicabango yethu sekude.
You cannot hide your sin from God. He knows your thoughts from afar.
Judas unikela ngendodana yomuntu.
Judas betrays the Son of Man.
Ngakolunye uhlangothi noma uJesu sizwile ngazo lezi insuku esethatha isibanga lokuthandaza lokuyothandaza eyibona inkinga iphambi kwakhe ababeseduze lababathatha ababizwe eduzane nabatholakala abakhathele balele noma esebavosa kube ngathi bayezwa kodwa balele.
On the other hand, there where Jesus went into the garden to pray during the time of his distress, he took some disciples with him and then went a stone's throw further and he fell down and he prayed. But when he got back to his disciples, having asked them to watch with him, he found them heavy and drowsy with sleep. And even when he tries to wake them up, it's as if they hear, but they still don't hear and understand.
Isigcino lafika leli butho leyikhulu abapriest abakhulu abameli abazomangalela kwakukhona zonke inhlobo zabantu nezonke izikhulu ezayifuna ukuba zichithe nje indaba kaJesu iphele indaba yakhe.
And then the crowd came led by Judas. Among there were soldiers, there were some other leaders, there were the lawyers, there was everybody who wanted to get back at Jesus. They were all involved there. All of them were his enemies. Nobody stood to his side. And those who were with him, they became scared. They ran away scared. They left him all alone.
Kodwa konke lokhu kwakwenziwa kwenzela umusa uthando olungaka likaNkulunkulu alibonakalisile ebantwini bonke izizweni zonke ukuthi abantu bebengakwenza ukubuyisana noNkulunkulu.
But all of this was because of the great mercy and love of God, all part of his plan to reconcile mankind to him.
Wama phambi kwabamangaleli bakhe, wami phama phambi kaPilato ehluphekile nonkosikazi wakhe, ehluphekela indoda yakhe ijaji ezohlulela kabi indaba kaJesu.
And he stood there before Pilate and his accusers, and Pilate's wife also troubled because of the dream that she had. But here Pilate needed to judge this case.
Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi abantu befuna ukuzuza abantu ngenxa yeyicuku, bathi siyokwenza okufunwa abantu kunokufunwa uNkulunkulu.
But leaders sometimes do this. They say, well, because of the pressure of the people, because of the popularity, because of the vote, let me do what the people ask me to do, rather than doing that which is right.
Abanye bangakhetha ukwenza okubi uma nje bezothola amavoti lawo bantu abazokwenza okubi. Namhlanje uthola abantu abaningi, abanye bakulezi khundla abakuzona kubulewa abantu.
And there are those that do that which is evil because they want the vote. And that's why they're just after the vote. They don't care about doing what is right. And there are those who chase after position, are even prepared to assassinate and kill others so that they can get position, and they forget there is the Ancient of Days, He who was, who is, and who is to come.
So long, betholi mali.
And there are others who do not care to what extent and to what lengths they go as long as they can get hold of
money.
There where you are, I don't know what kind of life you're leading, whether you have been bought, or whether you've sold the Lord Jesus out for something. Maybe you've got the blood of the Lord Jesus on your hand. Woe to you if that is the case.
No Petro, owayethe yena, Nkosi noma uyaphi, la yofa khona ngiyofa nawe.
And Peter, the one who said, Lord, I'm prepared to go to you with you right till the end. I'm prepared to die with you.
Kodwa makufika egcineni, uPetro uyamphika uJesu, angiyazi leyo ndoda, angiyazi.
But when it came to that crisis time, we find Peter denying Jesus and saying, I don't know the man.
Baphabantu abazolimela iqiniso. Baphabantu abazoma kanye noJesu. Baphabantu bazofezeka ngaba bakufezeka amagama abo. Yoba wayishila uPetro, Nkosi la uphelela khona, la ufa khona, siyofa nathi.
Where are those who stand with Jesus? Where are those who stand with the truth? Where are those who stay true to their word, like Peter, who had said, Lord, I'm prepared to go with you to the end and even to die with you?
Stolu Petro, nae. Kufezeka makama, kwenzeka ngqolo kuJesu ekhulumile yena uPetro.
But we find with Peter exactly that which the Lord Jesus had foretold him, that happened and that was fulfilled in Peter's life.
We are paying Nkosi.
He denies the Lord. It's no longer according to what he said. It's no longer according to that which he said. He said, Lord, I love you so much, I'll go with you wherever you go. How many aren't there who have promised and said, Lord Jesus, I'll go with you, I'll follow you wherever you go. But where are they today? They sang songs, but Jesus doesn't forget what you have said and what you have sung, and he'll hold you accountable for that. There are those who testified of the power of the Lord Jesus, of his miraculous working. Where are they today? Where are those who made promises to the Lord Jesus, who had a fervent love, and because of that they made those promises, but where are they today? Where are those young people who said they'll follow the Lord Jesus through thick and thin? They remain faithful to him, even if they see the young people in the world, the way that they live, the way that they dress. They said, we'll serve the Lord Jesus, but where are you today?
Abanye bawile, abanye banengane, abanye baphile benyalene zono, bakhohliwe ithembiso abathembisa uNkulunkulu ngazo.
There are those today living in sin, those who've had children out of wedlock, those who are in the mire of the sin of this world, but they had made promises to Jesus that they would serve him.
Thanda ukukutshela mhlobo wami uJesu akakhohlwanga izithembiso zakho, akakhohlwanga izinkulumo zakho wayekhulumayo. Kulotshiwe encwadini, amagama ethu alotshiwe encwadini yakhe, ziyovulwa ngelinye ilanga kusho isambulo, ziyovula incwadi, ayovela amaqiniso.
But friend, Jesus hasn't forgotten your promises. He hasn't forgotten what you said. He'll hold you accountable to that. He's recorded all of that, as it is said in the last, on the judgment day, those books will be opened and your name is there and what you've done.
Khona bayoba namahloni bengafuni nokumbona lapho ebuya uJesu abayoba namahloni Nkosi asithanda ukuhlangana nawe befise bethi mhlaba sigqibe ngoba sikwazi ukubhekana newundlu laphakade.
There will be those who will be so ashamed to face Jesus when he appears that will want to hide, that will ask the mountains to cover them because they know they cannot stand before the face of him who's coming to judge
them.
And they'll remember what they've said about Jesus and the promises they've made to him.
Kodwa wenzeka wonke lo msebenzi. Lenzeka lonke iGolgotha. Yalenga indodana yomuntu esiphambanweni. Kwakufunwa mina.
All of that happened there on the cross. The work of salvation completed and finished because Jesus was aiming it at you and at me.
Yafa indodana kaNkulunkulu esiphambanweni yathi kufeziwe kuphelile.
When Jesus died on the cross, before he breathed his last, he said, it is finished.
Masifunde incwadi ngokaJohane sahluko seshumi nesishiyagalolunye ivesi lamashumi amathathu. Kufeziwe. Iphelele insindiso. Liphelele ivangeli. Uphelele umsebenzi.
Where Jesus, we read it there in the Gospel according to John chapter 19. Which verse?
Verse number 30.
Verse 30, where Jesus said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. The work of salvation was completed.
Iphelile indaba. Liphelele ivangeli. Iphelele insindiso. Nobani nobani angahlephula. Nobani nobani angeze athole ukusizakala kule nsindiso epheleleyo esiyakhelwe uNkulunkulu ngendodana yakhe uJesu Kristu.
It is finished. The work of salvation completed. And that is now available to each and every one who comes to God for salvation.
Akekho ngaba nezaba ukuthi ngangazi angizwanga insindiso iphelele uJesu uthi ngifezile. Ilona lo engasindiswa ezonweni zakhe engaphenduka namhlanje athola ukuthethelelwa ezonweni zakhe.
That work is done. It's available to each one. Nobody's got an excuse. Everybody can come for salvation, for the forgiveness of sin.
UJesu uthi ngiqedile. Ngiwenzile umsebenzi. Ifikile insindiso. Bekumele bayinqaka abantu. Bekumele bayithathe abantu. Bayenze kube ngeyabo. Ifikile injabulo. Ufikile umusa. Ufikile uthando. Okumele ligcwalise inhliziyo zethu.
Each one should be overjoyed. Each one should take hold of it. Each one should say, now there is salvation. There is forgiveness. There is love. I can partake of it.
Likhokhiwe icala. Ziyesulwa izono kuJesu Uma siphenduka ngenhliziyo yethu sithi nangu mina Nkosi ngenzela umusa ngithethelele.
My guilt has been paid for. There is mercy. There is forgiveness. If I come with repentance and a confession of sin, my sin can be taken away. Friend, what are you going to do with this perfect salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus, who descended down into the depths of hell to come and rescue you out of hell and out of that life of hell. And he ascended into the highest heaven, victorious on the right hand of God the Father, where he intercedes for us, our Savior.
Uthi umpostoli Paul encwadini kaPhilip 4 verse 9, yena owakhushulelwa phezulu kusobala ukuthi wayesuka phansi.
And in Ephesians 4 verse 9, the Apostle Paul says that he ascended means nothing else than that he also descended into the lowest hell. He has come to rescue us out of hell, out of our sin, and we ought to come to him with our sin. Here I am, Lord, have mercy on me. I cannot live without your grace. I come to you, Lord, I need your grace. Lord, the price has been paid. Jesus has completed the work. Why are you waiting in your sin? Why do you remain in the miry clay of sin? Our Passover lamb has been slain. Jesus has conquered. The Lion of Judah. Those who come to him will never be cast out. But he will embrace you, and he said, I've been loving you all along. And I love you to the end. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace and your love. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your suffering for us on the cross on Golgotha for our sin. Thank you that we have the knowledge we can come to you for life. Thank you, Lord, for your work.
Amen.